Market forces are about to blow through the hearing aid business in the hope of getting the devices becomes easier and they become cheaper. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. As early as October, Americans will be able to buy hearing aids without an exam or a prescription. The FDA has finalized a long-awaited new class of over-the-counter devices. The hope is that new regulations will spur competition in the industry and make these more affordable. Marketplace's Savannah Mara reports.
Matthew Pisani is hard of hearing and got his first hearing aid when he was in the first grade. But after a few years, he grew out of the device.
So it didn't really fit anymore. But the problem was that insurance didn't cover the cost of hearing devices. And they are like several thousand dollars.
So for the next 15 years, he went without. This is a common choice. The FDA estimates some 30 million Americans could benefit from a hearing aid, but only about one-fifth actually use one, often because they learn how much it costs.
It's like dropping a bomb on them.
Nicholas Reed, an audiologist at Johns Hopkins, says a device and fitting can come close to $5,000 that insurance won't often cover. Some patients can't afford that. Others wonder if it's really worth it.
They sort of glaze over. They're really walking out of there saying they can't do this. They can't justify this at this time.
Especially patients with mild or situational hearing loss. And that's the group over-the-counter devices have been approved for. Barbara Kelly with the Hearing Loss Association of America hopes the rule change will shake up what's currently a highly concentrated market and drive down prices.
The marketplace is going to bear out over the next couple of years. What we hope to see is innovation.
She says people with severe hearing loss will still need to see an audiologist and get prescription devices. But
if we can get hearing health more in the mainstream, where we see devices in our pharmacy or big box stores,
then that could be a starting point for those who otherwise wouldn't seek help at all, like Matthew Pisani, who finally got a hearing aid through an audiologist in his 20s.
It just gives you that peace of mind and that confidence where you can do your job, you can interact with friends, you can go and talk with strangers.
He says a cheaper over-the-counter option could have given him that confidence boost a long time ago. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Research in the journal Nature this year detailed an innovation by Hong Kong-based scientists that will eventually allow coin or button-type batteries found in, for instance, hearing aids to be rechargeable instead of one-shot deals. Let's do the numbers. Yeah, Dow futures are down 0.5%. S&P futures are down 0.7%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.8%. In this confusing economy, technically slowing down but still mad hiring, many are tracking the behavior of consumers. This morning, we'll get the latest reading on retail sales, which could appear flat because gas prices have been falling. And that brings down the sales number, even if we're buying the same amount of fuel. And Walmart and Home Depot yesterday reported better than expected results for the spring. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live with more.
Yeah, David, the data is a bit noisy because we just heard from Target this morning. Profits are down there. We also heard from Lowe's, a competitor of Home Depot's. Same store sales were down 0.3% in their last quarter. Big difference from Home Depot, which surprised yesterday, reporting record quarterly profits, more than $5 billion in the 3 months ending in July. Notably, Home Depot said it had fewer customer transactions, but more spending per transaction. So we're seeing higher prices getting passed on to the consumer. The consumer appears, at least in certain circumstances, still able and willing to pay, David.
Now, we also heard from Walmart yesterday. It also had better than expected profits.
That's right. Walmart's same-store sales, in fact, were up 6.5%. It said it's seeing more business in staples like groceries. With food prices on the rise, people are looking for bargains. Less so for things like televisions and other discretionary items, where they've had to discount to move product. And Walmart is seeing some downshifting, too. People are choosing cheaper items, from deli meats to packaged meats, canned goods. What we're waiting for in the retail report is how all of this factors in with falling gas prices. They're down more than a dollar now from the peak in mid-June. So are consumers shifting their spending again, or are they still under pressure? We'll have to wait to see how all of this plays out in the retail sales figures this morning, David.
Our Nova Safo, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
To Cuba, now, where for the first time since the Communist Revolution in 1959, the government will allow foreign investment in local wholesale and retail firms. Now, this means some foreign retailers will be able to partner with state enterprises, as the BBC's Will Grant reports.
The island's centrally managed economy is suffering one of its toughest periods in decades, following 2 years of much reduced tourism during the coronavirus pandemic, with a consequent fall in foreign exchange earnings. Combined with the decades-long U.S. trade embargo, Cuba's communist-run government has struggled to import the basics. To address the critical shortages and bolster local industry, the government has now decided to allow foreign money into domestic wholesale and retail, something hardliner revolutionaries have opposed for years.
That's the BBC's Cuba correspondent Will Grant. And for whatever reason, the Twitterer Elon Musk announced he was buying the high-profile soccer club Manchester United, and then hours later tweeted, no, he wasn't, it was just a joke. Man U is a publicly traded stock, and that is up 2.7% in pre-market trading now. The team is owned by the Glazer family, which made its fortune in real estate and also owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Manchester United last won the top honor in the English Premier League 9 long years ago. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.